This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for September 2009. Tonight, news from the President, a headquarters update, and on the international scene.
South Africa's long-awaited ham radio satellite is in space.
Yes, that and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Auckland. It's to New Plymouth we go first tonight, and it's welcome to NZART President Roy Simon, ZL2KH.
Thank you, Jim, and good evening, listeners. In the next month, I will be taking part in two special activities. The first is international, and the second is local. In 3 weeks' time, I will be going to Christchurch, where NZART will be hosting the Triennial International Radio Union Region 3 Conference. It will be the first time that I have attended one of these functions, and it will be very interesting to see what happens. As our hobby is truly international, it is important that we participate with those from other parts of the world to coordinate plans and ensure that everyone knows what everyone else is doing. It is 24 years since New Zealand last hosted one of these conferences, and Terry Carroll and his hard-working committee, along with our business manager, Debbie Morgan, have been busy planning and organising arrangements to make sure it runs smoothly. Thanks to all concerned. At the end of the month, I will be taking part in the enjoyable annual Taranaki Rhododendron Festival Award. This award runs from the 30th of October to the 8th of November, in conjunction with the Taranaki Rhododendron Festival, which showcases the marvellous gardens and scenery we have here in Taranaki, and hopefully, the fine weather. I look forward to contacting many of you on 80 metres and other bands during this time to make new friends and renew old acquaintances. Well, that's my presidential words for this month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Roy. The President of NZART, Roy Simon, ZL2KH. It's only a few days now until Saturday, October 3rd, and the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society table sale at the Longburn Hall, State Highway 56, next to the rail overbridge. Doors open for sellers at 8 a.m, with the sale commencing at 9 a.m. There'll be refreshments, spot prizes, and raffle tickets all available. If you'd like to book a table, email zl2aub@inspire.net.nz. To Upper Hutt we go now and join NZRT Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. A reminder, subscriptions for 2010 are now due. Please pay before the 30th of November 2009 if you wish to take advantage of the $10 rebate. This applies only to transmitting, non-transmitting and family memberships, not membership categories overseas, student, members paying by automatic payment, or concessionary rated subscriptions. I will be attending the IARU Region 3 Triennial Conference to be held in Christchurch this year. Therefore, the office will be closed from Monday the 12th of October until Tuesday the 19th of October. If you have any urgent inquiries, I may be contacted on my cell phone. Otherwise, please just leave me a message or send an email. Speaking of phones, I had to purchase a new one this week for headquarters. Once upon a time, these commodities lasted forever. Funny, the older I get, the more I understand what forever means. No longer a lifetime, that's for sure. I do apologise if you're one of the callers who tried contacting me and my phone cut out or you couldn't hear me. Finally, I will be sending out a branch circular in the next couple of weeks. Included in this will be guidelines on how to write a remit. This is particularly pertinent these days, as we always seem to have learned friends at an AGM that wish to amend, reword, or claim the remit as submitted is not correct. If you or your branch would like to circulate anything to other branches, this is a great opportunity. That's all from me, Jim, and back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM, the NZRT Business Manager. to the contest calendar, and the 2009 Oceania DX contest phone section will be held from 0800 UTC Saturday the 3rd of October to 0800 UTC on Sunday the 4th of October, with the CW section from 0800 UTC Saturday 10th October to 0800 UTC on Sunday the 11th of October. The 2009 Microwave Contest, all bands 614 MHz and above, will be held on Saturday 3rd October from 1700 to 2300 New Zealand local time, and on Sunday the 4th of October from 0700 to 1300 New Zealand local time. And it's not too early to start planning now for the 2009 VHF Plus Field Day Contest. That's all bands 50 MHz and above, to be held on Saturday 5 December 1700 to 2300 hours local time, and on Sunday 6 December 0700 to 1300 hours local time. To International Amateur Radio News now, here's the Amateur Radio Newsline's Don Wilbanks AE5DW.
South Africa's Sumbandila sat is on orbit. Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, has the details.
The third time, they say, was a charm. This is Sumbandila sat was successfully launched at 1755 Central Africa time on Thursday, September 17th. This launch came after it had been postponed twice due to weather and technical problems with the booster that finally carried it into space. After attaining orbit, the satellite was released from the rocket while over the Antarctic. 10 minutes later, it was accessed by ground stations at the Stellenbosch University, where the first command was sent to wake up the bird. Despite the low elevation orbit of the satellite, which is less than 10 degrees, it responded well by returning its first telemetry. An intensive period of payload qualification will now follow, during which time each of the systems on board Sumbandilasat will be tested. This is expected to take up to 3 months, after which it will shift to the CSIR's Satellite Application Center in north of Pretoria and eventually be open to general use. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, saying congratulations to the hams of South Africa on their new satellite, Sumbandilasat.
Launched along with Sumbandilasat was the Meteor MN1 satellite. Late reports indicate that it may be transmitting on 435.365 MHz. Details on this new bird are at the URL in this week's printed edition of the Amateur Radio Newsline Report. Some good news from the big circular disk in the daytime sky. Space Weather reports that sunspot 1026 emerged on Sunday, September 20th, UTC, to break a string of 19 consecutive sunspotless days. Sunspot 1026 is described as being about as wide as the diameter of the Earth. This makes it an easy target for backyard solar telescopes. The Solar and Heliospheric Observatory has measured the spot's magnetic polarity and identified it as a member of new Solar Cycle 24. Could this be a harbinger of more to come? Space Weather says it apparently is, so stay tuned and keep your radio tuned in. Some breaking news in the world of DX, this with word that the Glorioso Island FT5GAD expedition team is now active. Operation is reported on all of the high-frequency bands using CW, SSB, and RTTY, but most stateside stations report that signals are very weak. The team reportedly had some antenna problems at first due to windy weather conditions, and later a faulty contact on a Wark band spider beam. That was repaired, and indications are that all three stations are now on the air. Operations will last until October 5th per the FT5GA webpage. It's in cyberspace at http://gloriouses2008.free.fr. We'll have more DX-related items near the end of this week's newscast. From the United States of America, we are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters ZL6A monthly broadcast. Ham Radio is getting ready for the next major World Radio Telecommunications Conference slated for Geneva, Switzerland from January 23rd to February 17th, 2012. To get ready, approximately 200 participants came together in an ITU preliminary meeting that ended September 16th in Geneva. ARRL Technical Relations Specialist Jonathan Silverling, WB3ERA, and IARU Region 1 Vice President Tafa Diop, 6W1KI, were among the participants. Also present were the power players representing the six regional telecommunications organizations, including Sitel from the Americas. This meeting was part of a series of ongoing international and regional preparatory meetings to allow government and industry to address the far-reaching and complex agenda of WRC-12. A South African information technology company claims it has proven it was faster for them to transmit data with a carrier pigeon than to send it using the country's leading internet service provider, Telkom. The local news agency SAPA reports the 11-month-old pigeon named Winston took 1 hour and 8 minutes to fly the 50 miles from Unlimited IT's offices to the coastal city of Durban with a data card strapped to his leg. Including downloading, the transfer took 2 hours, 6 minutes, 57 seconds. That's the same time it took for only 4% of the data to be transferred using a telecom line. SAPA said Unlimited IT performed the stunt after becoming frustrated with slow internet transmission times. Internet speed and connectivity in Africa is poor because of a bandwidth shortage and also expensive for what service does exist. Researchers at the University of Nottingham have a new weapon in their arsenal of tools to push back the boundaries of science, engineering, and archaeology. Called the Nanotom, it's described as the most advanced 3D X-ray microcomputed tomography scanner in the world. The Nanotom is expected to help researchers in a wide variety of scientific disciplines to literally see through solids. The machine will make previously difficult investigation much easier as it allows researchers to probe inside objects without having to break into them. NDX HA0NAR will be headed to Western Africa in early 2010. He plans to be there at the end of January through the end of February with operations from Senegal as 6W/HA0NAR and Guinea-Bissau using the call J5NAR. More details on this one are promised in the near future. VK2CCC will be on the air from Vanuatu with a yet-to-be-announced call sign from October 30th to November 5th. Activity will be part-time, but mainly on 160 and 80 meters CW. QSL via VK2CC, either via the Bureau or direct. Lastly, AA3B will once again be active from Antigua as V26K between November 26th and December 1st. This will be an all-CW operation in the contest HF bands only. Please QSL via AA3B. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF at the editor's desk, I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW, saying 73, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2009. All rights are reserved.
Thanks, Don, and as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Western Suburbs Branch 03 Junk Sale is to be held on Saturday 10th October. The venue is the same as in previous years, the Rosebank Road Primary School Hall. Sale tables are $10 prepaid. Contact ianzl1rca by email sangsfam@clear.net.nz or telephone 09 814 9597. 09 814 9597. That's for the Western Suburbs Branch 03 Junk Sale, Saturday the 10th of October. Onwards to RO News, and its greetings and a very good evening to Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello everyone. Did you have some contacts in the recent ALARA HF contest? Log should reach contest organiser Leslie Smith, VK5HLS, by the 30th of September, which is this coming Wednesday. But if you're quick, they can be emailed to her at alaracontest@wia.org.au. Check logs are also welcome. Scoring details are in the latest WARA bulletin or on the ALARA website. While the HF bands remain quiet, this could be a good time to tally up contacts to start off one of the WARA awards. Only 10 contacts with WARA members are needed to qualify for the HF or VHF awards. Shortwave listeners need to log 20 contacts. If you've taken part in a recent ALARA, CLARA, WARO or Powderpuff contest, chances are you'll have more than enough contacts to qualify for one of the WARO awards or to add to another award you've already started. More information can be found in any WARA bulletin or on the ZL6YL website, which can be accessed through a link at nzart.org.nz. WARA librarian archivist Jolene, ZL1UJB, is seeking copies of recent photos taken at YL events for the WARA photo albums. You could email the photos to her at the address in the front of the bulletin or post hard copies to her call book address. Jolene is also on the lookout for items to fill gaps in the WARA historical collection. Documents such as certificates, QSL cards and YL amateur radio memorabilia earned by licensed YLs would be welcomed, especially those from years gone by. The person to contact is Jolene, ZL1UJB, and you'll find her details in the NZART call book. Let me remind you about the Wairoa 80 Metre Net, which is held each Monday night at 2000 hours on 3695 kHz. And for YLs in the Greater Auckland area, on Sunday nights there is a YL net on the 146900 repeater starting at 1900 hours. All YLs are welcome to check in on these nets. That's all from Wairoa for this September, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Rosemary. Wairoa reporter Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. It's extra early notice for the City of Sails NZRT conference to be held next Queen's Birthday weekend. The venue will be the Alexandra Park Function Centre, Green Lane Road West, Epsom, Auckland. It's not too early to book your travel now and take advantage of those extra cheap airline fares. The City of Sails conference website has gone live this weekend. Access the site via the link NZRT Conference 2010 on the NZRT webpage and keep up to date with the latest City of Sails conference news. Finally tonight, it's branch news. Reporting from Christchurch, here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We start from Whangarei Branch 28, NZRT, where the next meeting is on Wednesday, the 7th of October, at the clubrooms in Heritage Park. There will be a speaker from the New Zealand Fire Service. To North Shore Branch 29 NZART, just a reminder to keep Saturday, October the 31st, free for the Branch 29 75th Anniversary Celebration. This will be a celebration at the Stanley Point Bowling Club Rooms, and after the meal there will be time for reminiscing, and Ellen ZL1AUW is trying to organise a visit to the places the club has met over its 75 years of existence. The next meeting of the branch will be on Monday the 5th of October at the clubrooms, which is at 400 East Coast Road, Mairangi Bay in North Shore City. Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF, will give a not-too-technical talk on Freeview Television. All welcome. The Western Suburbs Radio Club, Branch 03, has its used equipment sale on Saturday the 10th of October. To Manawatu Branch 20, and the October general meeting will be on Wednesday the 7th of October. The speaker will be Chester Clark, ZL2AFJ, who will show a video of the wind effects on cell phone towers, followed by a talk and a photo display of his recent trip to Scotland. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG. And before we leave branch news tonight, a note from Upper Hutt Branch 63 that their UHF 860 repeater on Mount Climie has had an 88.5 Hz CTCSS tone access applied to it. So, for all users of that UHF repeater, you'll need to transmit 88.5 Hz CTCSS to gain access. The next issue of NZRT Headquarters Info Line will be emailed on Sunday the 4th of October. If you've not yet subscribed for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZRT headquarters, you can do so right now. Go to the NZRT webpage at www.nzart.org.nz. Well, folks, that's the official broadcast for September. The next NZRT official broadcast will be made by ZL6A on Sunday, the 25th of October. This is ZL6A, Headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for September 2009. Good night, everyone. Good night now.